Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is an award-winning podcast in partnership with Sowetan. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. Today, I'm in a jovial mood. There was a beautiful surge of subscriptions after last episode. Keep it going. If you haven't subscribed, please do so. This type of content depends on subscriptions and engagements. So do comment too. Now, let's get into this week's business. Because we are a country surrounded by stories of corruption inside the South African Police Service, corruption around the country, and perpetually unhappy Kaizer Chiefs fans, it does not come as a surprise that stories of national importance may go unnoticed. You will be forgiven if you have missed what otherwise would have been front page and breaking news everywhere. As the saying goes, kuningi. As a result, many of us switch off from the news and miss big stories. So if you missed it, here it is. The African National Congress, the majority party in government, has reportedly announced that the party needs traditional cleansing to deal with its unending misfortunes. Finally, I cannot believe that it took the glorious movement of the people so long to realize this. Truth is, it has been downfall for the ANC since former President Thabo Mbeki left office in 2008. Between 2009 and the last elections of 2024, the ANC moved from a party of being 65% to a party of 40% stakeholder in coalition government with the DA and every other party with one seat or more. In 2017, when the ANC realized that it was dying from inside because of rampant corruption, incompetency, factionalism, and splinter groups, the party adopted what it calls a renewal strategy.
Unless the ANC succeeds in renewing itself, we will perish. We must build better and activist branches. We must revive sectorial work. We must strengthen the alliance. We must reassert ANC values and principles and strengthen organizational integrity. The ANC appointed the first renewal commission during 2017 and 2022 term.
You have to be blind, deaf, or indeed high on something very strong not to know that the ANC has dismally failed at renewing itself 9 years since it committed to doing itself that favor. Since that very 2017, we have learned of the ANC members who were in the pockets of the Gupta family. Some have benefited from donations from entities accused of corruption. In the midst of COVID-19, when the nation was coughing to death, it was ANC leaders who were implicated in stealing state funds to supply PPEs or appointed friends to manage government programs. All of those fingered are still members of the ANC or in good standing. Some even tasked with the job of probing the corruption in the SAPS. Go figure. The evidence is around us and it keeps showing up unprovoked. It seems every chance the ANC gets, it uses to prove to us that it cannot renew itself. Because we have limited time on this podcast, I have picked only a few examples to demonstrate this. Otherwise, I may have to dedicate a full year of episodes to prove my case. Take, for instance, former Higher Education Minister Dr. Nobuhle Nkabani, who last year gave Parliament a mouthful, literally, as she was trying to defend her appointment of boards of sitters without consultation.
What makes in your own view, Minister, what makes a person credible? When you say this one, Tebogo Chair, is credible or is not credible, what makes him credible in your own view? Minister?
What makes a person credible, Chair, is exactly how it is defined when you Google. by encyclopedia, we'll see what it means. It's exactly that.
You are not going to answer us. You are not going to answer us, Minister.
I've responded, Chairperson.
Until then, Ngabani was relatively unknown. Since then, she's permanently forgotten. But not by the ANC. Only last week, the party of Mandela, Tambo and Sisulu appointed Ngabani to be party's deputy chief whip in parliament. Chew on that. Pun intended. Who needs the MK party, AfriForum, or Donald Trump when the ANC can self-sabotage with such aplomb? In Fikile Mbalula, the ANC truly has a jester for a secretary general. If it were not tragic for a party of such history, it would be laughable to imagine that Mbalula sits in a position once occupied by the likes of Saul Plaki, Oliver Tambo, and former President Kgalema Motlanthe. Even the sleepy Alfred Nzo, may his soul rest in peace, was a weight far above Mbalula. Only Ace Magashule, Mbalula's immediate predecessor, comes close to scraping the bottom of the barrel. If you do not believe me, well, here's the man who calls himself Fear Focal, responding to the now famous July 6, 2025 media conference by KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi.
It borders on lawlessness and the banana republic that a high-ranking police commissioner can basically go to television and make a disparaging and grave accusations and allegations in the way we have learned about them.
Let it not escape you that Mbax was once in his not-so-illustrious political career burdened with the task of being police minister. In his brief tenure in that role, Mbalula got criminals trembling and scurrying for cover with unending sound bites. Nothing has changed. It has been the same since his days as president of the ANC Youth League. It is not hard to understand why. When things are written down, Mbalula seems to fare even worse.
Not struggling with numbers like Zuma. ANC noted that ANC membership stands at 1,001,479,257. It's 1.5 million.
By the way, believe it or not, Mbalula is regarded as young in the ANC. Well into his 50s, in the ANC, he's a representation of what the party calls generational mix. If that confuses you, what it means is that in the ANC, you have to be in your 60s and 70s to be in the leadership. Occasionally, they add a youth person like Mbalula in the mix. Back to the ANC renewal. Not to be outdone, recently another one of Mbalula's predecessors in the SG office of the ANC, Gwede Mantashe, who moonlights as Minister of Minerals, put his foot in it when he went on a tirade against young people who are languishing in unemployment. You see, Gwede, like Mbalula, likes sound bites. He has always believed himself to have something quotable to say. But who can blame him? My colleagues in the media have lapped up his diatribe like a child who licks a yogurt tub. In an interview with the SABC, Mantashe explained why 70% of young people are unemployed.
Now over 70. I've never had a government looking for a job for me. You know that? Never. I went to Teba, I took a contract, went to the mines, worked as a miner, went back home, bought cattle, bought sheep, went back to the mines, and I did that. The difference is that today, because there's a progressive government, people expect that government to go and give them jobs. They don't look for jobs. And that must change.
Mantashe forgets to mention that part of his hard work was getting a donation of security installments in his home by a company mentioned in the Zondo Commission on State Capture. He also has been a minister, cabinet minister, for nearly 20 years now, a privilege that comes with decadent perks like 24/7 security, lots of travel, parties and events, all of which sometimes end up in a big belly. But you know that this renewal is not working when another one of the ANC's young Turks, Gauteng Premier Panyala Lesufi, sticks another knife on the back of the already critical and unstable party. You see, the Gauteng province has been experiencing a lot of problems, and that is shown in the electoral misfortunes of the ANC here. After all, the ANC, or Gauteng ANC, was the first to bleed heavily long before National followed. The province is currently beset with water problems. From Pretoria to Johannesburg, residents are either drawing dirty, unconsumable water, English, or if they are totally unlucky, they are going for days without a drop from their taps. Premier Lesufi was quick to point out that Gauteng residents were not the only ones suffering from dry taps.
That people think that if there is no water, ourselves, our families, we've got special water. We don't. We also go through, in some instances, I had to go to a certain hotel so that I have to go to my commitments. We also go through the same inconveniences like any other person. There's no special water or a special pipe that is designed to service other people and not service other people.
Nearly 400 years since French Queen Marie Antoinette apparently told peasants to eat cake, Lesufi has finally found something even better. If you cannot get water from your government-issued tap, go shower at your nearest hotel. How hard can that be? Did I hear you say the masses cannot afford to go to a hotel? That's being lazy. That's a lazy excuse. Make a plan. Water, like jobs, won't come to you. That's what we call renewal. And then it got worse. Inconceivable as it seems, the ANC's renewal strategy took another knock last week when its own members in the Northern Cape went on a recruitment campaign, or it could be electioneering campaign, offering people bread. Yes, you heard me well. From the days in 1955 when in its freedom charter the ANC promised jobs, education, housing, even land for all, the cadres in the Northern Cape went for simplicity, bread and butter issues.
We are here from the ANC, one loaf, one family, from the ANC. Ne? ANC, there is life, so one loaf means a lot. Ne? Thank you, Siyabonga kumama Bernice Swartz. Yeah, Deputy Minister.
I guess being Deputy Minister of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment, Bernice Swartz thought she could emulate the Son of Man by rallying the masses with a bunch of loaves. She should have known better that her strategy won't work without fish. At this point, even Ramaphosa knew things have hit rock bottom. He asked for the door to be closed.
Mr. President, over to you, sir.
Can you close that door? It's cold. Just hold the door. Thank you. There's a cold hurricane coming from that side.
Faced with such a cold front, one can understand why the ANC has accepted that its renewal strategy has failed. The party has to look to other ways to address its demise. In the words of their very own,
of my office, conscientiously, that's okay.
And in my own generosity, I have decided to help guide the ANC in how they can go about it. To do so, I have recalled the same advice I gave to Karl Niehaus, himself a former ANC leader, in 2007 when he was going through one of his many conundrums. When problems seem insurmountable and beyond human endurance, you have to take them to the next level. In my youth, in Dobsonville, Soweto, the ANC would be referred to a motu. To the uninitiated, motu translates to a person. But in this context, motu goes deeper. In any given township or village, there are several different kinds of motu you can consult depending on severity of your problem, your preference, proximity, and affordability. For instance, the ANC could go see a motu in Meadowlands known as Moporofeta, undoubtedly stolen from the word prophet. A Moporofeta uses water to cure. 9 out of 10 times, a Moporofeta would be an elderly woman. She would put you in a bathtub and cleanse you using blessed water and herbs. I don't think the ANC would have issues with stripping naked in front of a Moporofeta. After all, our ANC is a paragon of non-sexism who has always promoted black women like Member of Parliament Thokozile Sokanyile. The ANC could also go see a different kind of motu, a bone reader. The best one is this old man I know in Tembisa. For a measly 50 rand per consultation, the bone thrower would tell the ANC upon arrival what its problem is and what causes it. More often than not, a jealous family member or Jacob Zuma. The bone thrower would give the ANC a concoction to smear on the foreheads of the top leadership and another to swallow every time they go to the offices so that the detractors won't weigh on them. Baskaba imela. That's what I would say in my language. That's the right words to use. The concoctions are normally smelly, unlike the perfumes the ANC top dogs are accustomed to. But extraordinary situations call for extraordinary solutions, right? But for me, the best motu has to be the mirror woman from Venda. Apparently, this sage can show you in a piece of mirror who your detractors are. After you've seen them, all nasty and conniving, the mirror woman would give you options. One option is to take the needle she offers you to stab the enemies in the mirror. Apparently, this is guaranteed to kill them stone dead with immediate effect. Imagine half of the ANC leaders dying in one fell swoop. That would be something, wouldn't it? Thank you for watching this episode of Taking the Rams by the Horns. Please continue to subscribe and comment. From me, Rams Mabote, goodbye and God bless.